Everyone in this story is a consenting adult, but it does contain elements of consensual non-consent and the use of daddy as an honorific. The wish list. "There is a list," she whispered. I almost didn't hear her. She said it after a long and gorgeous kiss. She said it just as my teeth were sinking into her throat. I didn't ask her what she meant. I knew she was answering a question from an hour ago. She had told me she wanted to control her loss of control. "Tell me," I said, "was there a wish list?" And over the rim of her wine glass, she had blushed and said she would tell me later. This is later. And as I hold her throat in my jaws, she is telling me now, there's a list. Wish list item number 1. Make it a surprise. So I told her I was working late. I told her she would be home, alone. She lined up an evening of Netflix and pizza, and when she leaves the bathroom in nothing but a towel, she doesn't hear me move behind her. It's not until a large hand snaps around the back of her neck and pushes her face against the wall does she learn she is not alone. She takes giant panic breaths, and when I kick her legs apart, her towel escapes to the floor, lipstick smeared on the wall. She is pinned. Captive. Wish list item number 2. Hide that it's you, Daddy. I speak in a low growl, and I tell her that she needs to be quiet. Does she understand? She nods and tries to control her breathing. She freezes when my other hand moves up her thigh and brushes against the lips of her defenseless cunt. A stranger's voice in her ear. A stranger's grip on her neck. A stranger's fingers violating between her legs. I move my face close. There's a bruise on her throat, left by her daddy. I press my teeth against it. My bite matches his perfectly. For a moment, for just a moment, her breathing slows. Wish list item number 3. Make me struggle. I force her face harder against the wall with one hand, and push my fingers into her cunt with the other. I pay no outward attention to her comfort. She gasps and swears and tries to break free by pushing against the wall and twisting. But I'm too large, too strong. The friction just makes her rear into my hand, and I can't help but allow a patronizing chuckle. Wish list item number 4. Degrade me. Shame me for this. I unzip my fly and I lean forward so I can pour the words into her ear. I tell her that her body is mine. That her cunt is mine. I tell her I'm going to fill all of her holes and she will leak with me. I tell her I'm going to bruise her in places she can't hide. And when I'm done, I'm going to toss her aside. And with a thrust of my hips, I push my dick into her and start fucking her with single-minded hunger. I wrap her hair around my fist and I yank her head back so that my lips are against her ear. "How can it be no when you're this fucking wet?" I say. She moans. Wish list item number 5. "And then bring me back to you." I fight instincts to show I care how she feels. I throw myself into her as she sobs silently against the wall. I expel a growl I've never heard before. My cock trembles and my fingers curl in her hair. And now she's not the only one with tears in her eyes. I pant against her shoulder blades while she clenches to catch every drop. Sweat beads run down my head. And I kiss her skin. I return to her ear and I whisper, "You're safe. It's me. It's Daddy." She reaches behind her and pulls me further in, reassuring me as I am reassuring her. I turn her around, and she kisses me like I just stepped off a plane. She gives me the warmest smile as more tears run down her cheeks. She climbs up onto my hips, hanging off me like a koala. "Take me to bed," she says. "I want to hear your wish list," she says. If you like that, you can find more of my work at writteninkink.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.